ABC News.
A first-of-its-kind hydrogen power plant begins operations today in Victoria's Latrobe Valley. The project aims to take brown coal from the Loy Yang station and produce hydrogen, which will then be shipped to Japan. And it comes as more governments around the world turn their gaze towards hydrogen power. In fact, New South Wales is investing $70 million to grow the industry in that state. So, is hydrogen the way of the future? To help answer that question, I'm joined now by electrochemist and engineer Dr. Jessica Allen, who's a senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle and one of Science and Technology Australia's superstars of STEM. Now, not being a scientist myself, excuse the dumb questions, but just looking at the first one, I mean, how does hydrogen power work and how is this new project in Victoria different?
Sure, and no such thing as a stupid question.
Okay.
Hydrogen has a number of different uses and applications. So at the moment, globally, we make hydrogen to be used in industry. So that's where it's mostly used, in production of things like ammonia for fertilizers.
Okay.
And at the moment, we make it mostly from natural gas reforming. So natural gas has carbon and hydrogen in it. And when you reform it, you get hydrogen as a gas, but you also get carbon dioxide, so you have an emission footprint from that. It was also quite popular at one point to make hydrogen from coal gasification, which is a pretty long word, but it basically means that you react the coal with water, and you don't actually get hydrogen from the coal. The hydrogen will come from the water in that instance, but it's an easy way to sort of use the energy of the coal to crack the water open, if you want to think of it that way.
Is that what's happening here? Then converting coal to hydrogen gas using that process?
That's right. So that's what they'll be doing in this case. So they'll be using sort of coal as the energy source almost to break that water open and make hydrogen. When you do that, of course, you're also going to have an emission because you've got the carbon there, so it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it tends to end up as carbon dioxide. In this project, so Japan are really interested in hydrogen as a zero emission energy source. That's what their main game is and what they're investing quite a lot of money in. So in this project, what they want to do is to take the carbon dioxide that's generated, compress it, and then send it underground into naturally occurring geological reservoirs so that it does have that low emission tick box that Japan are looking for. So that's using fossil fuels to make hydrogen. There are other ways to make hydrogen, and that's using water as the input only, and instead of using a carbon-based fuel for the sort of energy of that, you use electricity. And if you get that electricity from renewable energy, that's a zero-emission pathway to making hydrogen.
I mean, is hydrogen safe? Because if you say the word hydrogen to some people, they might conjure up images of, you know, the Hindenburg disaster. But we are talking about 1937, so, you know, the technology's improved a lot since then.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, hydrogen's a flammable gas, but so is petrol. I mean, it's not a gas, but petrol is very flammable.
It's flammable, yeah.
So if you compare the two and think about hydrogen actually has some advantages over petrol if you're thinking about it in transport, in that it will disperse quite easily if the tank is punctured. And it's quite difficult to set fire to it once it starts to disperse, whereas petrol will pool and is more likely to actually catch fire.
And you mentioned there, just to get my head around the sort of the environmental concerns, you mentioned the fact that it's sort of green is seen as appealing to the Japanese market. I mean, are there environmental concerns with hydrogen generally or with a plant like this in Victoria?
I think the concern would be if they weren't able to adequately capture and store the carbon dioxide. So having that emission possibility from a process like this, it needs to be very, very carefully and technically considered and taken care of, and all of that carbon dioxide accounted for. And Japan aren't actually going to invest or buy our hydrogen from a process like that if it isn't zero emission. So there is a lot of pressure and a lot of, so they're really being encouraged to do that, and they won't have a product if it's not going to be zero emission.
And is it cost effective?
That's a good question. And with hydrogen technology, because everything is new, it's a new infrastructure chain. No one's tried to transport large-scale hydrogen before, so
they're actually
building a brand new hydrogen shipping tanker, the first in the world, to try and do this for this project. So that infrastructure chain is definitely expensive. And when you're making hydrogen, so electrolysis and solar, when you pair them together, can add up in expense. And coal gasification is relatively cheap, but the carbon capture side is relatively expensive. So it's always a trade-off of those different factors. And in the end, it's going to be whatever the market wants the most.
And Jessica, what about hydrogen-powered cars? Because there's been a lot of hype over the past decade or so. Do you anticipate more development in that sector in the future?
Definitely. Yeah, that's actually taking off quite a lot at the moment. So hydrogen sort of goes in and out of vogue over the years, but recently there's been a lot more momentum and it's really building in that area. So Australia has actually already, we've imported 20 fuel cell electric vehicles and they're going to be used in a refueling station making green hydrogen, so hydrogen from water in Canberra. So that's actually already happening. So they've built that refueling station and the cars are ready to go. And there's also talk of manufacturing fuel cell electric vehicles here in Australia. So there's a lot happening in that space and it seems to have gathered enough momentum now that it's probably not going to stop.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating technology. Thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and to help get my head around it.
Great, my pleasure.
Okay, good on you. Electrochemist and engineer Dr. Jessica Allen, senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle.